从2018年苏黎世议会通过成立市井以取代加拿大皇家骑警，到 BC 省批准该计划，经历法律争执和省府的多次介入后，苏黎世警于2024年11月29号正式成为苏黎世的管辖警察。苏黎世警察局长 Non Napinski 接受本台专访时形容，当日午夜接管警务工作的一刻令人兴奋。苏里皇家骑警和苏里市警的过渡目前一切顺利，双方正在转移文件和工作职能。
We are transitioning files, we are transitioning job functions, and so we have a plan, and the RCMP and the Surrey Police Service are working together on the plan, and it is going very well.
不过苏里市警最初在 Wally 和 Newton 区执勤，预料今年初才会扩展服务至南苏里区。 Lipinski 说，他们的目标是在两年半至三年内完成整个过渡，主要原因是他们仍然要招聘多300名警务人员和进行培训，才能被调派到前线执勤。与此同时，苏里皇家骑警也需要时间将他们300名骑警警员调派到其他包括滴鹿平原以外乃至其他省份的司法管辖区工作，当中涉及搬迁等工作，因此不论骑警还是市警都需要时间来过渡。
So between our hiring and training and deploying and the RCMP moving people sometimes throughout the province, sometimes throughout Canada, it takes a little bit time for all that to settle. So but we do have a plan and the RCMP have a plan for demobilizing.And we are working according to the plan.
Lipinski 强调，这是本国历史上最大的警务过渡，要将不同的计划整合起来，与三级政府合作。各个持份者有不同的工作程序和时间，并最终达成共识，成为这次过渡工作最大的挑战。
One has to be patient. One has to be, of course, careful in planning. One has to be flexible.In trying to make this transition work and put something down on paper to have a plan. So it's really getting together. Nobody's done this before. There is no manual. And here we are. We're going to make this work. And we did.
他又指在过渡期间必须要保持耐性，灵活制定和配合不同计划。加拿大中文电台黄耀明报道。